92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. And we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-Notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The state assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Senior night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers close out their regular season at the Kohl Center tonight against the Maryland Terrapins, led by former Marquette head coach Buzz Williams. The Badgers' Greg Gard talked about the matchup at practice.
Buzz has done a really good job. Like all of his teams, they play exceptionally hard. It's a group that has battled. You know, they beat Iowa just a week or so ago. So we know if you play hard, it gives you a great chance to have success.
UW Green Bay with a win at home over number 6 ranked Purdue Fort Wayne, 64-56. The Phoenix are headed to the Horizon League tournament for the first time in 6 years. Doug Gottlieb.
Overall, really good team win. And we look like a good basketball team. So doesn't mean a ton in terms of the world of things. But if we can play like this defensively, we can beat anybody this league.
NBA, the Bucks at 5-serve form tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, but the sun will be out. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 39. Tomorrow, a little rain in the morning, cloudy all day with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.